Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Excuse me. Thought I had fixed that. We thank the Lord, for we know that He's the one who can fix it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is a beautiful day. Yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. Hallelujah. I thank you so much for joining in, tuning in. Hallelujah. And I don't take it lightly that you join in this morning with me. Hallelujah. 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 That you didn't count it robbery. That's right. Hallelujah. To become and tune in. Hallelujah. And you're an encourager for me. And I pray, hallelujah, that something is said that will encourage you. Hallelujah. And then God encourage us. Hallelujah. We are encouraged. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. That's right. We are encouraged. And we thank the Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God Himself deliver us out of them all. Hallelujah. But the Lord God. But the Lord God deliver us out of them all. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing when we realize it? And I know we're just going off. But now I'm not going to go there right now, because we're going to say this. We give honor to God. Yes. We give honor to God this morning. Oh, my God. We honor you, our Father. Hallelujah. We honor you, our King, our Master, and our Lord. We give honor to the great Creator. Hallelujah. We give honor this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. We give honor to the Most High God. We bow our heads and bend our knees and bless His name. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we're ever so grateful. Hallelujah. We thank Him for allowing us to be on this morning. Hallelujah. Temptation came. Hallelujah. But God said, not so. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord for His goodness, His mercy, His love, His kindness, His peace, His joy. Yes, we do. Did you hear that? His peace, shalom, nothing missing, not all is broken. Hallelujah. Confidence. Hallelujah. And we thank Him that He's faithful to us. That God faithful to us. If we would just stop and think about that, God, the Almighty God, Maker, Creator of the heavens and the earth, is faithful to us. He's kind to us. He loves us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's enough to stop right there and give Him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for this day. Truly, this is the day that He has made, and we are rejoicing in it. We have the confidence that He is in control. Have the confidence that we belong to Him and He's taking care of us. Everything that we need, He has provided for this day. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor. Woo! Glory. We know in whom we believe. Yes, and we give honor to Him. We who are His children and His servants. Hallelujah. We give honor to the Most High God in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Woo, we give honor. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes, we give honor. Hallelujah. We don't say it fast. We just let it soak in. Let it penetrate. Hallelujah. We give honor. Hey, God. Don't take it lightly. Sometimes we want to just do it in a, like a runaway train. We hear it. Ooh, every part of us, every fiber of our being, hear it. Every very essence, our very essence, hear it. Hallelujah. Hey, God, thank you. Hear it. Give honor to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. And as I said earlier, I do thank you for joining us. We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And today we like to emphasize the joy of being in the presence of God. It's all about reminding us about our Father. In His presence is the fullness of joy. If we've ever experienced His joy, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we desire to really experience His joy. You will. When we have a desire for a good thing, He won't hold no good thing from us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when things are not going right, we're reminded of His joy, of His peace. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's all towards us, His children. Isn't that beautiful? His children, His people. Hallelujah. And the world can have it if they so choose. So we're letting our light shine. Yes, we are. We're letting our light shine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Letting our light shine. You know, it just came to me as I was talking. We really have to. Good morning, my darling sister. My sister Ro, how are you this morning? God bless you. What I'm about to say reminds me of you. Healthy eating, healthy living. One who appreciates the power of God healing and show God by the way you, the way that you carry yourself. It's a beautiful thing. We cry out to God to heal us, but we too have a part in that. We shouldn't eat foolishly. Guilty? Yeah. We should be very cognizant of what we put in our mouth, in our bodies, you know. And what we are, I say, we're saying to the Lord, we're grateful for how He has healed our body, Him to give us wisdom. And then we ask God to change our appetite so that we can and will enjoy food cooked the right way. Yes, He blessed it, but why put something in your body and you're asking God to bless that ton of sugar. That fourth of a box of salt. You know what I'm saying. So we ask God to touch our taste buds and change our appetite. Think about it. He'll do it. He'll do it for us. But we have to be willing. He's not going to take anything away from us that we enjoy and we won't. But I'm saying this from a place where I had an issue. And I couldn't figure out, oh, Lord, why? And a dear friend of mine, I think we were coming out of Bible study, prayer meeting, and she says, as long as we desire something or want to do something, you know, them sodas, and I'm just using these for example, all that rice, all those potatoes, nothing balanced, just a chunk of it, all that fat. You know what I'm saying. Without thought. And you go and you beat yourself up. Why did I do that? Whoa. And she said this to me, because I was kind of down about it. She says, when you don't want it anymore, when you're disciplined and you say, it's to me what it is to God, then guess what? He'll take it away. When you give it to him and say, I don't want this. I don't want to be disobedient to you, Lord. I don't want to be a glutton. You know, some people, issues of cigarettes. Alcohol. They may not be alcoholics, but they drink and they don't want to drink. But that's what they were doing. They've been doing in their previous life. And you have people, I'm talking about, we're staying in the kingdom now, who will encourage people to drink. It's nothing wrong with it, you know. But just see what the Bible says about things. And then ask God to take it away and change your desires for things. It's all about obedience. Obedience is better than the sacrifice. And I know what that was about, but it's good to be obedient to the Lord. So it's good to obey the Lord. And when we are doing, we're not doing a formula, but you know good and well, if God has healed you from something and you know that certain foods or habits will cause you to be right back where you started, come on. Ask God, and before you know it, like, I don't do that anymore. Some people's mouth, they is kind of filled with some words, you know, cussing. I'll just say it like that. And you're like, why I do that? Oh, my Lord. People say, well, you ain't saved. But you got to not want it. You have to see it like God see it. And when it becomes repulsive to you, I can't say when, but before you know it, it's not there. It's gone. Oh, yes, it's gone. Oh, yes, it is. And you go like, Lord, I don't do that anymore. Ooh, glory. They'll just tear up the house, shout, wherever you are. And when you see someone else doing it or hear, and then it becomes repulsive, like, what? And then you say, I don't do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You'd be surprised at the things that God has done for you and will do for you. God is good. God is good. God is good. One day, when Jesus is sitting on the throne, hallelujah, Almighty God. Hallelujah. You, and you see him because he's on the throne there. But when he come back, hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. Can you just imagine the beauty of the earth and the presence of the living God? Oh, I can just go on and on with it. So we know in whom we believe. We know who we're trusting. We know who our faith is in. We didn't make him. He made us. And we are eternally grateful for it. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God that we are called children of the Most High God. Children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He is so good to us. He is so, so good. You know, sometimes we can be tempted, but we don't yield to it. And I had said sometime ago that if you put forth the effort, now this is from my perspective now, and my experience, you put forth the effort and you're going moving forward to do what God has called you to do. The anointing is there for you to accomplish the task. But if you stay balled up in a chair or in the bed and not get up, stand up, and move forward, there's no need, excuse me, for the anointing to help you do it when you are just determined not to. But then there are times when you're wanting to and you find yourself, you think you're not, and you find yourself, you're getting up and you're doing it. And we thank God for that. Thank God that he knows our heart, knows that we want to please him, and understand that when God has called us to do a work for him or whatever, that we should do it with a cheerful heart. We should do it with a cheerful heart. We should be so cheerful. With a cheerful heart. And when we put forth the effort, it comes forth. Yes, be fruitful for the Lord. Thank the Lord. And don't be begrudging. Oh, so do you know what I had to do? Boy, we can go on. But when we just have that smile, there again, knowing God is in control. And sometimes you just know that you're doing it. And then you're reminded of what it looked like. And you keep on. This is not our home. We're here, I always say we're here on assignment. Think about what Jesus told his disciples, pointing to Jerusalem. He said, for this cause, for this cause. And that cross was brutal. Oof. But he was the only one that could pay the price for us. My God. So what part has God called for you to participate? What's your this cause? For this cause. Hallelujah. For this cause. Suppose you realize that your this cause is just to sit in the church and just pray for the pastor. Pray for the members in that particular body or that assembly. You know what I'm saying? That's your cause. Hallelujah. There's so many things that God would call us to do. There's so many members in the body. Yes. And nothing is a little thing. Hallelujah. It's a great thing. Because it will be challenged. Hallelujah. Let's go with our scripture. We're going to. And had a sort of busy late afternoon, and it's kind of started, it just looked like yesterday, every day. I trying to complete something, it's a little tedious, and I don't work well jumping up and down. I have to stay focused, you know. I got to stay there. And I wasn't able to complete it. And then other things happened. Pray for Bishop. And it was a little different. God is good. He gave me peace. Yes. Comfort. Yes. Yes, and nonetheless, God fixed it, and we're taking it one day at a time. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. We never know how the day is gonna begin, but we know who holds the day. Yes, we do. And it's only fitting as any way possible for you to do what God has called you to do, you should do it. Without hesitation, your God is God. Your Father, oh my God, your Father is God. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God. I hope I'm just all over the place. I tell you, I hope I can say this right. We have kings and queens of the earth, and man set out to declare how they should act, how they should talk, how they should treat their subjects, how the subjects should respond to them, what they should wear, and how they should sit, what they should eat. And some are so just oblivious to their subjects, quote. But do you realize? And sometimes our teaching causes us to, I'll just say this, disrespect what God has said about us. Think about it. You are a child. We are children of the Most High God, who set things in order himself. We did not give him instructions. Ooh! He gave it to us. Children of the Most High. Hallelujah. Ooh! Temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Do you not know? Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? I'm just on that this morning, just clarification, understanding the love that he has for us. And when we fall, get all jacked up, he's right there. But so many times we have allowed people, and I'm not saying they didn't mean well, just people, to cloudy our spiritual vision. So that's why we have the Holy Ghost. He'll unclouded that vision. That's right. Sure will. Take them lenses off, wipe them so you can see clear. Hallelujah. But you know where we're going, Genesis. I pray, I do, that you're getting something out of it because your time is so precious. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Listen, in the beginning, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26. Listen. And God said, he set the time. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle and all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon, hallelujah, every living thing. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. Which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He created and he made. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. I just get excited. You know I do. I just get excited. You know, I just turned, you know how I am about the turning situation, but I was going to Psalms, but my hand just hit Leviticus, and it stopped here. And at the 19th verse, and we'll start, well, I really started at the 10th, the 19th chapter and the 10th verse. I'll read the 10th verse and then I'll go back to the 9th verse. I'll just do where I was first guided. Listen to this. And it may not, it may be for now, and it may not be for now, but just listen. We thank the Lord. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shall thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God. As verse 9 says of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, and when you reap the harvest of your fields, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shall thou gather the gleanings of the harvest. Now, the Lord says, for the stranger and the poor, you are to leave something. That's not somebody else's field. That's not a field he has set aside. No, from your field, from your vineyard. That's something, isn't it? We have responsibility. That's right. That's right. Let's look at that and just study. That was Leviticus 19, and starting at the 10th verse. And we just read the 9th verse. Get a little clearer. You can read the whole chapter and see how God expects us. We're talking about we want to live right, do right. Hallelujah. It deals with personal conduct and giving and providing. Seem to be a part of it. Isn't that something? There is nothing that God has not, that he has not dealt with for us. No excuse. So we're growing more and more in him. We're becoming more and more enlightened. Yes, more and more enlightened. We don't have to compete with other people. We just do what God says. Let's encourage each other to do what God says. We want to be in his presence. Oh, shit, God. Do what he says. Live the life that he wants us to live. And some things we've been doing so long that we don't want to let go of it. But we have to. And live according to the will and purpose of God. And we don't have to tell anybody, well, you know, but if I wasn't, let's not go there. Ooh, wash us, Lord. Hallelujah. The light from heaven shine on us. Thank you, Lord. And you say, well, all of this that's going on in the United States, but you know that is true. But as each one of us individually come to the understanding and the clarification as to who we are and our relationship with God. Our relationship is strong with our Father. Oh, God. He'll call you. You'll hear him and you will obey him. Pray for your nation. Your nation up before me. Lift it up before me. Oh, great God, we thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for a strong relationship. Thank God. Thank Him for allowing us to come into His presence. Oh, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Without a shadow of a doubt, glory be to His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, we lift every family up this morning. Yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Of the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every son, daughter, mother, father, sister, brother, cousins, nieces, nephews. Yes, all that make up the family. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory. And we ask God to bless His family even the more. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 1. A pronouncement upon a man, a godly man. Hallelujah. A righteous man. A pronouncement, yes. Because it says, bless. Is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. Bless. Hallelujah. Bless. Bless is the man. We have to be careful who we get it. And I don't care if we say we saved. We have to be careful who we're getting our instructions from, who we are listening to, who have our ear. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. You know, we have to guard our ear gates. That's right. So, and this here, this passage of scripture is so profound. Study it out, you know, I always say, if we study, and we really seek to know what the scripture is saying, it's clear. And no, I don't do a lot of explaining a lot, and maybe, well, but when we take the time to study for ourselves, then the revelation, the understanding, and the knowledge that we receive, the illumination, we just shout because, and so grateful, bow down, cry, tears of joy. God, you open this up for me. You reveal this to me. Oh, my God. We're in his presence. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Ooh. When that light come on. Oh, Lord. And when you determine in your heart that you're going to walk it out. Hallelujah. You say, no, baby, I thank you, but God got it, darling. God, thank you, thank you. Just thank you. And some of you don't even say thank you because it's so messed up, jacked up. You don't even be around. You pray for them. Not let you turn your nose up, but some people will lead you astray. And some people will do it deliberately. So we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Let's read some of Daniel, the first chapter. We ask the Father to give us mind of understanding here and the mind of the learner, and that we can absorb here what is being said. Yes. Oh, I forgot. I didn't do Isaiah. And let the Lord start at 43:7. After forgive me, I had about 2.5-3 hours of sleep. Hallelujah. God is good though. Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Let's do 43, starting at the 7th verse. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations, listen, let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be a symbol. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there's no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. That's one of those where you need to hear what God is saying. This is what he said. The subtitle to this is, I am the Lord. He didn't have to, but he declares to us who he is. And to remove, and why, one of the reasons I read this is to help, there again, build our confidence. Build our confidence. God is real. He is real. Repetition. The more we hear it, repetition. The more we hear it, the light comes, will come on, and it goes bloop. and it will expel the darkness. Yes. And we can encourage someone else. And there are other scriptures. This is just the one that was given to me to do. God encouraging. I had a Bible, the Old Testament, wherever God was speaking was in red, just like most of us are familiar with the Bibles that, where whenever Jesus is speaking, it's in red. Yeah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Just read 2 verses of Daniel. And I would say to you, I hope you have a study Bible, one that gives you history and you really apply yourself to study it and see what God is saying to you and what God is saying to us. A lot of the study Bibles have introduction to Daniel, and they have timelines and give you connect the dots is what I'm wanting to say. And then you can, when you read something, let me just drink this cold stuff now. It was hot. A lighter, it amplifies. Just write it down. Have your pad, your pen, write it down. And a word that you're not sure about, write it down. If you see a passage where it's a familiar passage to you, you might want to write that down so you can really see what that is saying. If it's really saying what we've been taught, you know, we thank the Lord for the teachers that we've had. We thank the Lord for allowing some of us to teach, but we need to be sure, without a shadow of a doubt. And there are different apps that you can even use to do your research, the inner liner, so you know what the original word, what it meant. Yeah, you need to. I always like going back to the first time in the language where it was spoken and the language that the people were speaking, and that's why they do culture, like all of that, where you're just searching the scripture, taking the time so that you can get a good understanding. So often we rely on others for things that we can truly do ourselves. Hallelujah. You know, we are told to study, not the preacher study, so we can say, well, they just don't preach right. They don't know what they're talking about. You know how we go there. So we study. We study and practice studying the right way, and we can ask the Lord to show us how. And we always pray before we, like I'll pray before I come on, and I'll just go on in it. And I have to remember too that when I come on the broadcast that I do have to pray with you too. Hallelujah. But I just like, it's just a continuation. I don't know. But let's read the first chapter of Daniel. In the year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. You know, It's a lot in here. And when we read it and read it like I did this past week, we don't know what happened, what caused this. Why? We talking about Jerusalem. We talking about Judah, God's city. He allowed somebody, a pagan king, come and besiege the city who have no knowledge and no love for God. And his people were there. And what happened? What happened? What took place? And you are astonished and amazed at what took place. The price of disobedience. And the Lord gave, listen to this, and the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hands, the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. That's a lot right there. The Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, his temple that man Solomon built for him. And the king at the time of the siege, he gave the king to the heathen king. And Nebuchadnezzar gave him. What would cause God to do that? And before you know it, you're going back in history. And you're searching and coming with a clear understanding what has taken place in this. Our sins. Our sins. Yes. Well, we got Jesus. Okay. 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 Read some Revelation. And see, I heard what Jesus said. Everyone that says, Lord, Lord, won't enter into the kingdom. So just study this. Just read. God may open your eyes and you're able to share something that one didn't see, you know. And as you're studying, you just get excited about it. Next thing you know, you probably have a book going on there. God is good. But one thing for sure, you have a good understanding. And the book of Daniel is a wonderful book. Wonderful book. And he gives us a glimpse from his perspective, times to come. Yeah. For him, it was times to come. My God. And you can see where we are. So don't rush it. We got to open our minds of understanding and give us revelation knowledge. And when we do, not allow us to just have it, but to be able to share it. That's right. And if your Bible have all the cross references and the meaning of certain words, take the time. Really take the time. Find a quiet 30 minutes, hour, whatever you can have that you can dedicate to the Lord. Do it. Hallelujah. God bless you. Father, we do thank you and praise you. We glorify you. We magnify your most holy name. Thank you for giving us understanding, clarity, revelation, knowledge of your word by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, we come. Hallelujah. Thanking you for this day. Thanking you for all that you have prepared for us for this day. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Almighty God, remember our spouses. Keep them strong physically, spiritually, and emotionally. In Yeshua's mighty name. Hey, God, thank you. Thank you for remembering our children and grandchildren. Almighty God, we plead the blood of Yeshua over them. Thank you that you allow them to walk in the circle of your blessing, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Almighty God, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I found a few locations for Lord near you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. I don't believe this thing just popped up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Have no idea why or who. But we thank the Lord, hallelujah, for his mercy and his grace, and guide us as we take this journey, hallelujah, what he will have us to learn, hallelujah, and see. And we thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear, Almighty God, hallelujah. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. No weapon formed. Hallelujah. Shall prosper. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, love. Go in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. God loves you. Thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah.